Tom Tilley from The Briefing Podcast joins us to talk about this mysterious story that I keep reading about. It's about Melissa Caddick. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. It's a crazy story, isn't it? A lot of the times these kind of stories, you're looking at a past case, what's happened, you know, previously. But this is happening right now. This woman is still missing.
It's an active case. Can you, just for people who aren't across the story, can you give us like the, you know, I guess the detail and then what is happening? Because this woman has gone missing and she's been missing for 2 months and no one can find her.
Yeah, that's right. So Melissa Caddick is a 49-year-old woman. She was a financial advisor and basically she has been investigated by ASIC for misappropriating millions of dollars of her clients. So over the last 2 years, over $20 million went into her accounts and she's withdrawn all but $700,000 of that. She's bought a lot of luxury items. She was a big fan of Dior. She loved going skiing in Aspen,
which doesn't?
Is obviously, yeah, I mean, we all do as well. That's where we met her, actually. No. Well, that's where she met some of her clients, actually. And one of her clients, the one that eventually dobbed her into ASIC, was someone she met at Aspen and then gave her a lot of money to invest and then realized after meeting someone else in Perth that she'd actually been using a false license. And that's when it all started to unravel. And so in November, ASIC and the AFP rocked up to her house. They'd frozen her assets the day before and they took a lot of those luxury items from her house. The next day is when she's alleged to have completely disappeared.
Yeah.
Her teenage son at 5:30 in the morning heard her leave the house, he said, but she didn't take her keys or her phone.
Yeah, so I read that she just went for a run one morning. So the day after the feds rocked up at her house, the next morning she got up for a run, didn't take her keys, her phone or her wallet. And that was on November 12, 2020, and she has not been seen since.
Yeah, so tomorrow that will mark 13 weeks. Now, she had to hand in her passport already, so it's unlikely that she's gone overseas. And, you know, with the COVID requirements, that's very difficult. There are fears that she may have taken her own life, which is a very horrible thought. But the main theory is that she's hiding somewhere and people don't know where. And there have been a number of tip-offs coming into Crime Stoppers and also the journo from the Sydney Morning Herald, Kate McClyman, who's done a lot of the digging on this.
Yeah.
But she's been following up these leads. Oh, she was in Paddington. Oh, we saw her in Western Sydney. All these different tip-offs, but they've led to nothing so far. But what Kate McClyman told us on the podcast yesterday was that the longer this goes on, the harder it actually is for Melissa Caddick to stay on the run because you can't access any money. It's very hard these days to move around without being traced digitally.
So that's what I find so interesting. She didn't take her phone, but if she did, obviously GPS tracking would somehow be able to catch up with her. So it is, I mean, I find this, it sounds like she's a fugitive, but what I've read, Tom, is that police are appealing to Melissa to come forward and she won't be arrested immediately. They just want to find her safe. That's, I think, the highest priority is to find her safe and then deal with the fallout of embezzling millions of dollars out of clients down the track.
Well, she's got a teenage son. Imagine what he's going through right now. So, yeah, at the moment, she is actually a missing persons case. It's an ASIC investigation. She hasn't been charged with criminal charges yet. So she's not actually wanted for arrest at this point. But it is believed, and Nine reported this yesterday, that police are working on charges and they will come soon. And that will change the nature of this search. But, yeah, at the moment, she's a missing person. And, you know, her husband and her son are calling for her to come home.
Is there any talk of maybe a third party or someone else? Because a lot of the conversations I hear around this, it all seems to revolve around her. But surely in her dealings leading to this point, there's got to be others involved, Tom.
Well, how could she be surviving for 13 weeks without the help of someone?
Right.
Because she can't access money directly herself in any ways that we know of.
And there's no sort of direct links that they can sort of go down and go, okay, well, we know this, this, and this, which might lead there. Or, I mean, worst case scenario, could she have been, I don't
something
even want to say,
happened.
Could something have happened to her?
Well, potentially, yeah. I mean, they just don't know. Police went to all of her neighbours, and she lives in a wealthy part of Sydney in Dover Heights. So a lot of her neighbours had CCTV. but none of them turned up anything. So there's no real evidence to go on here. And if you saw the 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago, the police officer in charge of that missing persons investigation just seemed kind of dumbfounded. Like they've run out of leads.
It's a really strange one. And I feel like every decade or so, there is a situation where a person of interest goes missing and they are never found. And I hope that this isn't that story. I hope she is safe and found. And then, you know, obviously she's going to have some pretty severe consequences coming her way for how she treated other people.
This is also a Netflix crime doco in the making, I feel.
100%.
It's just got all the pieces of the puzzle for it.
Well, and it's happening in real time right now. So it's, you know, you can film the investigation. I mean, you know, Nine are doing it with 60 Minutes. So you're seeing bits and pieces pop up. But yeah, this is a bizarre one. And I think the longer it goes on, like every day that she doesn't come back, it just gets stranger and stranger. Mm. I don't know about you guys, but when I first saw this, I was like, oh, okay, you know, some sort of ASIC investigation, you know, this woman's gone. But it's actually, the longer it's gone on, the more I've been interested.
Yeah, I'm the same with you, Tom. That's why I wanted to get you on the show, because I was like, this story is just, it's fascinating. And it is like it's like watching a crime show
unfold.
It's really quite amazing.
And so, Tom, you guys covered it in the Briefing podcast yesterday, which if people want to get across this story, that is the place to do it. Are you going to do follow-up episodes as things develop?
Yeah, absolutely. Like if there's a major development, we'll be straight onto it and getting into that. On today's episode, we've got this crazy story about Aung San Suu Kyi, this leader in Myanmar who was locked up by the military for 15 years, eventually comes out with a Nobel Peace Prize and a Hero of the West. And then last week, she was locked up again by the military after just winning an election.
Wow.
Amazing. Mate, on our show, we've got Dine or Dash.
Get on a hot date or have a frozen dinner at home.
Couple of singles. That's what we're doing.
Solving the world's problems, mate.
I'm into that. Yeah, tell me more about that, please.
Are you single? You want in?
No.
Oh, damn. You would be a catch, Tom Tilley. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks heaps, mate.
Guys.
The Briefing podcast on Podcast One.